There was an old poet called Ted who was in well over his head. He struggled to think why he shouldn't just drink and collapse arsehole into his bed.
Welcome back to the Book to Write podcast, and that opening track is a song called Lazy by Lagwagon from their album Trashed, released in 1994. Fantastic album at the time. That was probably my favourite album back in 94, 95, 96. Of course, it was challenged quite strongly by some of the releases that were coming out around the time. Of course, NOFX releasing Punk in Drublic, and that was just an absolute masterpiece. But this song, I heard it earlier on and I thought, yeah, that's a nice one to share. I just lost my job, I just lost my girl, things are getting way out of control. That's the line in the song. I didn't actually lose my job, and I don't have a girl to lose. I lost every girl in my life, but now I am happily single and enjoying myself without the stress and turmoil of a relationship.
It's up to you what you can do. You're left with all your choices. You're in the clear, another beer. We quiet all the voices. But it's your life, and I certainly wouldn't tell you what to do. But you're living like you haven't got a clue.
It's your life,
and I realize you're living out your dreams. But the end just might be closer than it seems. Just what you think, you're on the brink of being someone close to the top, but will you flop? Cause you forgot where you came from. I hope you realize it's gone soon. Who's gonna love you if you hate yourself? But it's your life, and I certainly wouldn't tell you what to do. You're living like you haven't. Closer than it seems. If I would have known what I know today, I guess I wouldn't have it any other way. If
I would have known what I know today. I guess I wouldn't have it any other way. I guess I wouldn't have it any other way. It's your whole life, and I certainly wouldn't tell you what to do. But you're living like you haven't got a clue. And I certainly wouldn't tell you what to do. Might be closer.
And that is It's Your Life by Goldfinger from Open Your Eyes, released in 2002. And I still remember saying, Goldfinger's new album. Yeah, this is on Goldfinger's new album. 2002, 23 years ago. But a great song. A mostly great band who I've seen once or twice live, and of course I think originally made famous because they appeared on one of the Tony Hawk skater games like Bad Religion, and they're all kind of bundled in, you know, all those bands played together. Of course, I don't think that Goldfinger is even close to being compared to Bad Religion, but nevertheless, a good fun band that you should go and check out. And there's a song on that album called Spokesman, which I really love. But today I wanted to play you this one because it's just got a different feel and a different vibe to it, and I really like that. And anyway, let's head across the pond and let's give you some English music to challenge all this American stuff that we have going on.
Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near. Come, yay, come, yay, to soulless corporate circus tops. Come, yay. Toilet circuit touring stops. Come yay, come yay, to bedrooms, bars and bunker squats. The sound is ringing clear. Now who'd have thought that after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all. Now who'd have thought that after all, it was rock and roll.
Find a song for every time. Something so simple, something so small. Who'd have thought that after all, it's rock and roll.
The absolutely wonderful I Still Believe by Frank Turner from the 2011 album England Keep My Bones. And it's almost church-like, you know, it's replacing the deities, I suppose, with these classic rock characters and saying that rock and roll is actually what saved us all. And I agree with that. You know, I think probably the one thing in life that is more capable of saving us than anything else is music. Without music, I don't know what we have. And that's why sometimes I feel so concerned and worried when I meet someone and I say, what music do you like? And they say, I don't really like music. Not really into music. And I would say, never trust an individual who tells you they don't like music. It's like people who tell you that they don't drink, and there's nothing wrong with not drinking necessarily. I just think that the majority of people who don't drink are terrified of something. They're terrified of their inner self coming out, and they have to try to hide that. So they don't drink, they don't want to lose control, they want to make sure all the time they're fully focused and can pretend to be who they want to pretend to be. Whereas when you drink, of course, the real you tends to come out, and there's nothing they want less than the real them coming out.
The Word of God says that we will receive praise of God. God will begin to speak forth, "Our righteousness is of him, saith the Lord."
Get back! Dogs on the streets. Yeah.
Now, you start praising God wherever you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's happening. Just begin to praise God. Just begin to praise Him and praise Him and praise Him and praise Him and worship Him.
And that's the song Bad Religion from Godsmack and their 1998 album Godsmack. And I guess you can say that, you know, the lyrics in that song are a bad religion for a broken nation. And I guess you could probably say broken nation is really not exaggerating at all these days. I believe that somebody received the worst rating for the first 100 days in 80 years. And chaos and disorder abound. And I've been delighted to see some protests taking place all around the country. And, you know, there's 50 protests in 50 states. And, but then I get terrified when I see a judge being arrested. But then again, I feel happy when I realize that actually people are aware of it and people are talking about it and it's in the news. And what I really like about the protests is that in the past, they were all hidden. You know, none of them made it into the mainstream media. Everything was great. No, there's nothing wrong. Everything's fine. And the last wave of protests all made it into the mainstream media. And the reason for that is that stock market crashed. And when the stock market crashes, people think, ooh, this is actually impacting me now. Me. Now I have personal impact. So for now, I actually care about things. And therefore, I'm going to put it in the media, put it in the news, and talk about it openly and give a bad rating. Because until it actually hits you in the pocket, you don't care. Civil rights, I don't care about civil rights. As long as I get paid. As long as I have my money. But once it hits you in the pocket, all of a sudden, what do you know? All those people who voted because they don't care about anyone other than themselves suddenly care when it impacts them. And their money, and their job, and their life. Couldn't you see what was going to be? A song there for Ronald Reagan, Gone With My Wind by Dead Kennedys from their 1986 Bedtime for Democracy. Those words, let them sink in, let them envelop themselves within your mind. Bedtime for democracy. Yes. And anyway, it's been a good time in Dallas. I have seen Carcass live. I've seen Napalm Death live. I got to see the beautiful comedian Natalie Cuomo live in Fort Worth, and I spent the night in Fort Worth and really just enjoyed myself out there. You know, I'd taken a few days off work, called it the Grind Comedy and Death in Dallas tour, because I went to see the two grindcore bands, Carcass and Napalm Death, Natalie Cuomo. And then I was due to see Obituary, the death metal band from Florida, in Dallas. But after 3 days of debauchery, grindcore, and comedy, I was not physically able to make it to the death metal show, so I didn't see Obituary. But I have seen Obituary many times in the past in different places around the world. Great band, but when you reach my age, it can be quite difficult to travel on the train and walk and then stand around at shows for hours and hours, surrounded by young metalheads, all full of energy and full of action and all bouncing around and happy and joyful. So, yes, I made the executive decision to stay home on my couch and watch some YouTube videos and create some videos and do a few other things. I've been doing some writing, been doing some publications, and I've been working on my own YouTube channel. I'm not even going to talk about that here because you know, people don't really care. People don't want to read the things that you write. People don't want to watch the things that you create. As Morrissey once said, we hate it when our friends become successful.
Oh, look at those clothes.
We hate it when our friends become successful. Morrissey from 1992, Your Arsenal. And if they're Northern, that makes it even worse. And it was fantastic. Yesterday I went downtown, I took the train downtown to Dallas. I was a little bit inspired by something, I think it's a YouTube channel called Honest Places. It's a guy from Stockport, and he basically travels around just drinking beers and rating the beers in the pubs. And I saw one where he took a train from Huddersfield to Manchester and stopped along the way at every train station and had a beer in the local pub. And so, yeah, I thought, let me do that. I'm going to do something similar. I've been wanting to do that for quite a while. This guy kind of inspired me to go ahead and do it. So I took the train downtown, went to Dallas, walked up Main Street, stopped at the first Irish pub and had a beer, and it was a little bit shocking in there. And so then I walked on from there and went to a sports bar that I'd never been to before. And of course, typical me, walked into the sports bar, fell completely in love with a lady who was working in there. Couldn't drag myself away, so I ended up drinking quite a bit in the bar, and I was intending to go to several bars to make the video interesting, but in fact it all ended there in the second bar. Anyway, I created a video as I'd intended to do, but one of the things that was fascinating about that bar was I met a guy from Manchester, England, and his ex-girlfriend was from Ince in Wigan, which of course is very close to my family, my roots, me being born in Wigan, and a lot of activity around Ince. And yeah, it was really fantastic to talk to him and hear his tales. He was a lot younger than me, and of course is living quite a adventurous experience here in the US. And I decided to drag myself away before I got myself into trouble. Took the train and came back home and had a nice night at home, nice and peaceful. Whereas this guy was planning to just go on drinking through the night, different places, and then in fact he wanted to wake up very early this morning, and apparently there's a pub in Dallas that opens at 8 o'clock in the morning to show the English soccer. And this morning Manchester United were playing, and he's a Manchester United supporter, so he was going to go to a pub at 8 a.m, start drinking and watch the Manchester United game. And anyway, I hope he fared well. But yeah, these are just the things that I really love about life, especially the single life, because you have this opportunity to just do what you want. You know, you can just, I just decided, let me jump on the train, go downtown, make a video, walk into some bars, and the next thing you know, there I've met people. I met several people. The other people I won't mention. But yeah, these, you know, just the potential that exists in day-to-day life when you can freely just move around and do what you want, and you know, you never know who you're going to meet and what's going to happen, and it's really fantastic.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
We'll be right back.
Does Anybody Care? And that is the song The Answer Is Still No by No Use for a Name from their 1997 album Making Friends. My personal favourite album of No Use for a Name. And in fact, I was fortunate enough to see them. Well, the only time that I ever saw No Use for a Name. The year after that, 1998, I saw them at the Reading Festival in England. And it was a brilliant show, even though Tony Sly lost his voice. But it was, yeah, it was fantastic. I remember feeling deeply inspired by that. And anyway, with that, I will end off. So thank you very much for joining me. Thank you, as always, for listening to my nonsense. And I will see you soon.